But there is ticker chaos, of course, and one of the reasons, the main reason, is the next guy we got coming up on the show.
Yeah.
I believe ran off his ticker guy.
Is that right?
Ladies and gentlemen, do we have an open, or I just introduce? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Weekly Jub.
Hello, Bad Radio.
We found a guy who didn't have his own forum.
Jub.
Hey, Jub.
He had no place to voice his opinion.
What's right. What's that, man? Oh, you're fine. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, it's good to have you back. It's week two. This is exciting. This is
we haven't been canceled yet.
It's been renewed by the company. We like that. All right, man. Where do we start? I had some things I wanted to bounce off you because of some you dropped some breadcrumbs in the Cowboys pregame show, and I do want to get to those here at some point. However,
okay.
Sort this Ron Washington thing for us really fast.
I think he's in some legal trouble. That's my guess.
Yeah.
And we're about to find out what it is, and I don't know when that's going to be, into this week, next month. But it's not going to be a real favorable story, and it's something that would have taken away from managing the team, and that's my guess. And I hate to guess, but I mean, what else are we supposed to do?
I don't know.
Like, everyone's not saying anything, and
it feels.
I don't know if I buy into the Gary Pettis, you know, thing about hope he gets back on his feet. I mean, maybe he is sick, and then I'll feel bad about guessing that. But
yeah, but he's.
I don't know what else to guess.
He's kind of dismissed that.
Yeah.
I believe, and it is really weird because
and then they did too. They said it's not health related.
Depending on what his problems are, I mean, it's weird that the initial announcement made us all feel very terrible and great sympathy towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if this next announcement will we all turn a 180?
I don't know. I love Wash.
I love Wash.
I want to. I want to continue to. Consider him, I don't know, in terms of local coaches, far and away, the one that has built the relationship with the city. And you just feel, I mean, Carlisle has accomplished more because of the trophy, of course, but Carlisle, he likes to be his own man. He doesn't want to be bothered with...
He's the Mark Teixeira of coaches.
Okay, maybe. But he just doesn't need warm and fuzzies about him. He's...
No, he's just going to tell you what he listens to in pregame music and...
Right.
You know, talk about his hair and stuff like that. I mean, he's not going to be personable with the media and the fans. And, you know, and I can tie the Wash thing into the other big story is, hey, go back and look at some Ray Rice features from, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And in this. So, I mean, how do you square that all in your mind? I think the thing is, and it's like you're treading on thin ice when you say it, but, you know, good people can do some wheels off things.
Yep.
You know, and they can, and we're all fallible and we're all capable of doing things that would, you know, be perceived as sorry or immoral or, you know, take your pick. And I think we're all capable of it. And When someone does it, we just got to label. Okay, he's bad. No, he's good. You know, and I don't know. I don't have to get too deep, but I think that's just we all have. We all have some good in us. We all have some bad in us, and I guess that's how we sort it all out and either get along with each other or not get along with each other.
And it's a kiddo lesson, isn't it? In the hey, 10 seconds can shape your perception or ruin your life.
Yeah.
If you're texting your friend while you're driving or whatever, just know that 10 seconds can change a life. And
I've had that speech with my boys so many times, and I just know. I guess some of it gets through, but I know when my dad lectured me on all sorts of stuff. You just, you know, you waited until it was over, and you know, you're just trying to get it over as soon as possible, and hope that the lecture ended in the next 15 seconds, so you could go out and.
Do what he was talking about.
It's
not doing.
It's just Charlie Brown's teacher talking. Hey, since we brought up kiddos, now let's get back to the little hint that you threw out on Sunday morning. I was tempted to say, whoa, wait a minute. I need you to elaborate on the story. And there might not be a ton here. Perhaps I'm already building it up too much. But I believe you hinted that once upon a time, Brent Dunham, your oldest, and Jimmy and Jimmy Johnson had an interaction that sounded...
No, it was actually my middle child.
Oh, it was Blake?
It was actually my middle child. Yeah, and I guess it did have to do with my oldest because they were little, I guess 2 and 6 at the time. And it was about circa 93, so like a good dad, I had him watch the Cowboys season highlight video. And there was a shot of Jimmy getting his hair messed up in Super Bowl 28 by Emmitt Smith. I don't know if you remember that scene.
Of course, yeah.
As it was Emmitt that was messing up his hair. And as Emmett's messing up his hair, the radio call comes on and it's Brad saying, Emmitt Smith is, you know, whatever, messing up Jimmy's hair or something like that. And so in my little 2-year-old's mind, all he heard was Emmitt Smith and the visual of Jimmy. So when my wife was grocery shopping and had this one on her hip, who is in front of him but Jimmy Johnson, I don't know, you know, getting a few items. And Jimmy had little patience for anything and was just trying to get out of there as soon as possible, not be recognized. It's like, you know, 3 or 4 months after they just won. I guess it was right before he left. It was probably like February before the March exit. And my little 2-year-old looked at him, and all of a sudden a highlight video came to mind, pulled out his pacifier and said, Minute. And Jimmy kind of looked at him and smacked his lips, and then he pulled out his pacifier again and pointed at him and said, Minute. And my wife then had to explain, oh, it's a highlight video, and he thinks you're in it, but you're really – and he had no interest, zero interest, and just kind of went, that's nice, and then he, you know, took off. So that was a very strange interaction between a 2-year-old and – Jimmy Johnson being called Emmitt.
I can't imagine in Jimmy's entire life he's been confused for Emmitt Smith very much, so that memory has to stick with him. That trip to Tom Thumb in Coppell in 1993, that has to haunt him to this very day, George.
I hope it does. I hope he remembers it, because it's been a big story in our family. But by the way, Donnie and Dan are laying out. I guess it didn't go over real big with them.
No, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
What do you want us to do, dude? We're listening.
You want me to?
I want you to fire off a drop. You want me to lighters and go, man, that's the funniest story I've ever heard.
You want me to Shaq laugh around the studio?
You think Dan's calling for a full layout right now, and we're just going to go right to dial tone in a moment? You're in a safe place here, Joe.
Hey, good idea.
That's the vision I have in my head. But anyway, that's the story behind that. Yeah,
love it. All right, this is George. This is the best. This is the best. We're enjoying chips. This is a weekly job here on the ticket. Now, I feel like I'm hogging the ball, Dan. I have more, but
well, did sometimes Jub, if I remember last week's as a template, he has something the other guys just aren't interested in on his show. You know those high tone guys,
right?
That travel to France every other week. We are more down to earth. We are more common man, of course. If you saw the whole contract negotiations, you'll know that for sure. did you have anything that you were thinking I got to bring up on Weekly Jub? Now, of course, if he says no, that'll be a pretty bad setup that I just had.
What, Hard Knocks?
No, I would like that. That's what I'm.
You know what? I know what I wanted to ask him about. If he has a very short list going back the other direction, he was discussing a product last week on the Musers. Do you remember the what you saw during like the Florida State Oklahoma State replay? The product
shake weight knocker ball.
Knocker ball. Are you familiar with knocker ball, Dan?
What's that?
Google it really fast while he tells us.
Man, it's the craziest thing. It's like this big plastic see-through ball that you get inside, and you have a shoulder harness, and you can basically just run into another person that has that and bounce them 15 yards. You can play soccer in it. And I guess there's some game called knocker ball where maybe it's the last guy standing.
It's like a hamster wheel, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, it's not one of those things that you run inside of. You get to your legs pop out the bottom of it, so you actually get to run.
Okay. All right.
But then it goes on like a harness. So, yeah, like if me and Bob were running towards each other and hit each other, both wearing knocker balls, we would both fly back like 15 yards.
What? So when you Google knockerball, the first image that shows up is a girl at a front door, and there's a guy, and you use his sack to knock on the door. That's the first thing you see.
What?
Google knockerball, and the first image that shows up is a chick at the front door about to knock on the door using his sack. Knockerball.
No, that's not it.
I think you found the wrong thing.
I'm not high. I'm looking at it right here.
You got Dan's fantasy hockey file going there, I think.
This looks insane. So people would buy this for like $200 or something? Is that what you said
it
costs?
Yeah, it's like $220 or $240 or something.
It looks like everyone's having a really good time playing knockerball, but it looks really ridiculous. First of all,
Would you be in on a ticket event involving that?
You know what? It looks kind of awesome, to tell you the truth.
Well, yes. No,
it doesn't look as ridiculous as
awesome. If we had these at the compound when we bring that back.
I feel like you...
Knockerball, maybe, but I just
don't. Do you feel like that's the future of the NFL, where to stop injuries? You're not going to get a lot of injuries with that.
Someone did propose something like that a couple years ago. I remember, some sort of Teflon from like the waist up. But my idea is to put it in soccer to make it watchable.
You're a jerk.
All right. Whereas Bob felt that was a shot at his beloved, because he's got to protect his turf. We understand.
Right.
All the soccer fans love Bob.
I am spread very thin, though.
You are. Let's shed one of these things.
We're protecting
a lot of
sports.
Get rid of hockey or soccer. Which one?
No, I'm not. I will not renounce either sport.
Those ones are both lining
you
your pocket.
Soccer and you didn't have any rules against fouls, how great would that be?
Hey,
it would be hard to throw a football, but you're right. You got your feet. I do feel like you've got something here, Jeb. Okay. I wanted to bring this up to Jeb.
Okay.
How about the fact that they retired June Jones?
Absolutely. And
how about the fact that
Rich Phillips did not even have the courage to show up at the stadium that day?
Quack. No, he knew.
See,
he knew dodgeball was.
I think he knew something.
Yeah, he tapped out before June did.
Yeah, I think he knew it wasn't going to be a good game. Didn't want to be a part of it, and knew that June was going to be out.
What do you think of that
bit? That's the craziest thing. How do you give up either a coach quitting or a president firing? How do you give up on a season 2 games in?
You saw the product on the field, right?
Wait, did they fire a president?
No. But some people think it was president called, like the president's office or
okay.
The athletic director. They
ran him
and said, okay, yeah, that they ran him.
They were tired of him.
It was kind of a mutual decision. He said, okay, great, I'm not into it anyway.
Like, was he letting Avery run practice?
No one's
listening to my reference, especially Bob, who's reading Twitter. That was a very funny line. I must congratulate myself. And had Bob not been looking at Twitter,
don't
he would have...
Twitter. I'm listening in the, in the way that we bump into each other just a little bit. I'm sorry.
It's George's favorite part of the show.
But it's a... I'll tell you what, though... We are on quite a roll around here with June and with Wash and with Jerry, who picked a great time for a lawsuit. It's somehow a Jerry Jones lawsuit is buried
and
in
Logan,
all this.
Logan.
Dude, what about Logan?
Fire him.
I don't know. Ask Cat. I don't have anything to do with that.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure they don't make any move. They make lots of moves on your show without your say-so.
That's what Roger Wicker said.
Let's talk about who is here, not who is not here.
So,
good point.
Well, Jub, our 10 minutes with Jub are over.
Sorry, I just ground your show to a complete halt.
Are you kidding me?
The Emmett story wasn't as good as we thought,
dude. The Emmett story was awesome.
Go over very well.
Knockerball was great.
Knockerball seems absolutely ridiculous.
Next week, we'll discuss whether or not you've renounced your Cowboy fandom, which is another thing.
Thinking about it.
I know you're
so
thinking about
recap,
it.
So to recap, in conclusion, you think the Ray Rice thing was too harsh. You thought 2 games was too much. All right. Well, we'll talk next week.
Oh, I didn't say that. Don't Stephen A. Smith me.
No, we can't do that. All right. High five, George.
All right. Love you guys. Sorry I ruined your show.
Good luck with your bottom.
Keep doing what you do, Playboy, and chase that money, okay?
There he goes. That's Jub.
You get 6 knocker balls for $1,100.
You know, one thing that...
This is ridiculous.
And by the way, someone has now sent us the picture that Donovan was referencing.
And you guys just looked at me like I was crazy.
That's even dumber than what the real knocker ball is. So just stop it.
The one thing we did forget to mention is that we just wanted to say we might like a theme song or a voicemail theme song or something for Jeb of the Week.
For 10 minutes
of
Jeb.
So,
yeah, you go back there in a minute.
Get to work on your voicemail songs of the week, Jeb intros, or perhaps you have a full symphony and you'd like to do that as well. All right, it's 111. It's Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Up next, oh, man, Roger Goodell.